We all love Aaron's dad, Jim Molan, Senator, former boss of the army during, you know, wars. Just a great guy.
He's Aaron, an incredible human being.
And you were honoured, I imagine, to present his book at the launch in Canberra the other day.
So at Parliament House a couple of days ago, he launched Danger on Our Doorstep. So Dad was a major general in the army. He's now a senator, and his big passion is national security, foreign affairs, and the threat of the Chinese Communist Party in our region. And it's actually, I mean, if it was a fiction novel, you'd be terrified. And the way he's written it, it's actually just, it's incredibly entertaining, also incredibly scary and very important for people to take stock of the situation. Look, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. Some people are more Mills and Boone than Danger on Our Doorstep. Mm-hmm. But I'd recommend it if you've got any interest in that area, and every Australian should. I launched it, right? And look, I'm not saying I'm, you know, like a big dog celebrity, but I can command quite a fee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did it for charity, right?
Charity, right. Good.
I did it for free, of course. So I was a little bit perturbed. So the opposition leader, Peter Dutton, could be a future prime minister. Oh, yeah. Former defence minister was there. Peter Harcher, who's the political and foreign affairs editor of the Sydney Morning Herald. And just Andrew Hastie, the opposition defence. Like there was a lot of big wigs, big dogs in the room. And I'm hosting, doing a great job, I think. And then I introduce Dad and he gets up and does this.
Peter Dutton has said a whole bunch of nice things about both me and about the book. Peter Harcher has said some fabulous things about the book and also about me. Erin, of course, for the first time in Erin's life, she hasn't got that magic screen in front of her, which tells her exactly what she's got to say.
Sorry, it's not about me, but I do not use auto cue. Thank you so much.
He accused you of being a robot.
Yes. Wow. Of someone having no ability off the cuff.
Someone who, whatever's written on the screen, they just say.
Like Anchorman. You know, like San Diego, you know, I'm Ron Burgundy. Like that's what he's done in front of really powerful, influential people.
He's called you an airhead, hasn't he? Got a good laugh though, didn't he?
Yeah, Dad did a funny. Ooh, good for you, Dad.
Yeah.
Stick to national security.
Yeah, no, I applaud that. Well done. Good on
you,
Jam.
That's not how I expected this.
Do you use one for Aaron? Your show, Sky News, do you use an auto cue for Aaron Molan?
Well, when I hosted the Sunday footy show, no. When I hosted Friday night footy, no. I did not use any auto cue. The footy show for years, the Thursday night one, no auto cue.
But you're using
it. I do, but I write the whole thing.
You've got to get off
my
it. You've got to get off it.
But I write it all.
You've got to be cool to be kind, and Jim knew that. You've been sucked into that vortex of just reading the screen.
It's my screen, my words.
I never use an auto cue.
You do Masked Singer. You guess who's under a costume. You're not talking about politics.
And mainly you get some dead people as well. It's Susie Edna Arrington, his new 104.1. Today, man.